Hi, I'm here with Louise Appleby, Events Manager at IOSH. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Sean.
Louise, the Safety and Health Expo happening in London is fast approaching, actually. It's in June.
It is indeed.
What can members expect when they visit our IOSH stand?
Well, members can just come along to meet some of the staff from our membership, commercial, and policy teams. They'll be able to get one-to-one support with their CPD, find out about our No Time to Lose campaign, and the many research projects we're involved in. We've also got a 30-seat theatre on the stand this year. And there'll be a full programme of short informal presentations throughout the show. Our networks team and one of our local branches are there, and they'll be talking about some of the great work that is taking place at a local level and how indeed people can get involved with a branch or a sector group or become a volunteer.
Excellent. Just for people who haven't been to SHE before, the Safety and Health Expo, what can they expect to see there?
Well, IOSH is just one of 350 exhibitors this year, and as well as our stand theatre, there are six others, including an occupational health theatre and a career zone. There are also some great inspirational celebrity speakers in the keynote theatre, including Kate Adie and James Cracknell, which is exciting.
Fantastic. And I suppose the killer question is how much does all this cost?
Well, best of all, this is if you register in advance on the exhibition website, it's free to attend.
Brilliant. Well, it's, yeah, you can't really say
No.
higher than that. So, can you tell me a little bit more about what members can get help with? I mean, you mentioned before about a number of things that's happening in CPD, etc., a little bit of help with the membership. But there's something specifically about competency framework.
Yep, with there'll be a couple of presentations in the stand theatre on the framework, and members will be able to find out how to use the self-assessment tool, what to do with the reports that come out of that tool, and how it connects to CPD.
Okay, and briefly, you mentioned before about the stand theatre, the 30-seat stand theatre. What can visitors expect to get from that?
Well, there's lots happening in the stand theatre this year. With each day there'll be a series of informal sessions on various topics, including CPD and IPD, the competency framework, which I've already mentioned, ISO 45001, and there'll also be various presentations from our commercial and policy teams. We're also launching two new guides this year.
Okay, and do people have to book for that?
No, they can just turn up a couple of minutes before the session starts, any session that they're interested in. We'll be launching the stand programme very shortly, or people can just pick up a copy of that programme when they arrive at the exhibition from our stand.
Sure. And it's not, I mean, the Safety and Health Expo is not the only thing that's going on as well, is there, on that
No,
particular.
absolutely. On the Tuesday and the Wednesday, IOSH 2016, our annual conference, is taking place up in Excel, obviously on the third level. And for updates or to see the programme for the conference, you can have a look at the conference website, which is just IOSHconference.co.uk, or people can follow joining the conversation at IOSH underscore conference. As part of the conference pass, if people do register, they do actually get a free VIP pass to the
Yeah.
exhibition,
Okay.
so they get to see that as well.
Brilliant. And what about those visitors who are non-members? I mean, obviously, we've talked about members quite rarely because obviously they're our core audience. But what about the people who maybe attend SHE, who are listening to this interview, who are non-Irish members? What can they expect to find on the stand?
Well, they can just come along to meet some of our staff. They'll be able to find out about the benefits of becoming a member of IOSH and how membership can help develop and enhance their career. They'll also have access to many of our free resources, including our campaign resources, No Time to Lose campaign, and they'll obviously be able to sit in on any of the presentations in the stand theatre.
Okay. I'm right in thinking there's about 13,000 who attended last year, wasn't
Yeah,
there?
visitor levels, we have 13,000 last year, so I think it's set to be even bigger this year, so.
Fantastic. So the message is to get booked on,
Absolutely.
get your
Register in
free
advance and
place.
get your free place.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right, then we'll hope to see everybody there. But thanks for your time, Louise.
Thank you.
Cheers.